沙漠中就到处是沙子。
And then my oldest Wyatt says, "Yeah, deserts like Alaska."
然后老大就开始说，对，就像加阿拉斯加。
I said, "Alaska's not a desert," and he said, "You told me it is."
然后我就说，哦，阿拉斯加可不是沙漠地哦。那我老大就说，你告诉我的，是你告诉我的。
I said, "No, Antarctica is a desert."
就说不，沙漠就像南极圈，就是沙漠地。
My middle child Finley says, "Yeah, why would there be a desert in the middle of the ocean?"
然后我的老二就开始说了，发表高论说，对啊，那为什么在一个大海之中会有一个沙漠地嘛？是不可能吧
？And I said, "Alaska isn't in the middle of the ocean. That's Australia, and there is a desert there."
Okay, 然后越扯越远，就说，哦，阿拉斯加不是在一个海的中间哈，那是澳洲。
So we all had a good laugh, but what I was trying to explain to them is.The actual definition of a desert is just somewhere that has more evaporation than precipitation.
大家就捧腹大笑了一阵子，然后我就跟他们讲说，哎，其实所谓的沙漠地，就是说你如果下的雨发挥的要比你收到的雨更多的时候，那就是一个干旱，一个沙漠地。
So there's more water leaving the ground than falling to the ground through rain.
所以这个下来的雨要比上去的少，就上去的发挥的多的话，那就是地就干了，干旱了。
So my question to you today is: Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like a desert?
那您有没有感觉到好像自己好像一块沙漠地呢
？Like a desert, like you're giving out more than you're able to take in to receive.
好像你挥发出来的要比你接收进来的要更多。
Perhaps you're serving your kids or an aging parent.Or an ill spouse, or you just have a challenging job or ministry.
或许您要照顾您的孩子们，照顾您年老的父母亲们，或者是你有一个生病的配偶，或者是你在工作上或者在侍奉上遇到很大的困难、很大的挑战，你就觉得好像有点干枯了、干竭了。
I know there's times when we wonder if there will be an end to the tough work we face, so that our own needs can be met.
有时候我们觉得，哎呀，这个到底要何时才能了呢？我们何时才能够重见日光呢
？We serve people that are in need, but we have our own needs too.
我们常常说，觉得我们还在侍奉别人、帮助别人，但我们自己的需要又从哪里得到供应呢
？So we have physical needs and financial and relational needs and more.
所以我们也有所谓的，我们身体上需要，这个财务上需要，或者是这个关系上的需要，或者甚至属灵上的需要，我们也有这样的需求啊。
So if we're focused on serving others, how do these needs get met?
所以当我们在关注于别人的时候，那我们自己的需求又得到什么样的供应呢
？You might have a need for rest or for resources, but others have needs too.
呀，所以当你需要这些供应的时候。别人也同时也需要一些供应的时候，那怎么办呢
？So how do you balance this out? Do you ignore your own needs? Do you ignore other people?
你怎么样能够这做一个有一个平衡点呢？是你先忽视自己需求，还是放下别人的需求？这要怎么样做一个平衡呢
？I think the disciples that followed Jesus often felt like this.
我想那些跟从耶稣的门徒们，大概常常会有这样一个感受。
They followed after Jesus, they helped him serve the needy crowds, but they were always kind of a step behind where he wanted them to be.
这些门徒跟着耶稣到处去帮助服侍人的时候，往往觉得有点力不从心，往往总好像慢半拍，总是在耶稣后面。
They weren't living in the peace and the power that Jesus had yet, so I think they were often worn out and tired.
因为他们还没有得到像耶稣那样的大能力，所以他们觉得常常会觉得好像我已经精疲力竭了。
And they had Jesus as an example to follow, but they didn't really fully grasp how to live like him yet.
虽然他们有个耶稣做他们的楷模，但是他们还没有完全的抓住像耶稣那样的大能。
But thankfully, Jesus gave them and us plenty of object lessons through how he served those around him.
幸运的是，耶稣他常常以身作则，让我们有个规范，有个楷模去追随。
And one example is the feeding of the 5,000. That's what we're going to look at today.
So, 一个很好的例子就是喂饱了5,000人，五饼二鱼，也就是我们今天要探讨的信息。
The feeding of the 5,000 can act as a model for us.
所以可以算是我们一个楷模吧。
And just so you know, the crowd was much bigger than 5,000 because the Bible says 5,000 men were fed, but you know there were a lot of other women and children. It was probably more like 15,000.
所以圣经上说有五千个男人，所以事实上很可能有大概15,000人左右。
Okay, so I'm going to read Matthew 14, 13 through 20 for you.
看一下这个马太福音十四章十三到二十。Now
when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he was ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages to buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "There's not a need for them to go away. You go give them something to eat." There's a little more to the verse, sorry. So they said to him, "We only have 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up from heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. The disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over.
中文念一遍好不好？好，门徒说，我们这里只有5饼2个鱼。耶稣说，拿过来给我。 于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着5个饼2个鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人，他们都吃，并且吃了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。Okay,
there's a lot happening in this passage, but today we're going to focus on what Jesus did, what the disciples did, and what happened because of that. Because in this passage, we learn some lessons to having our needs met when we feel worn out and depleted. And in this passage, Jesus sees abundance where the disciples see scarcity, and he sees miracles where they just see problems. And if we can learn to see life situations like Jesus, then we can begin to live like Jesus.
所以我如果有耶稣的这种感官、这种视角来看事情的话，我们就能够活得像耶稣一样。So
there's 3 lessons that we can learn from this passage, and the first one is that we must have compassion.
所以我们可以学这样3样功课，第一个就是要有怜悯、怜恤的心，怜悯的心。We
must have compassion because Jesus had compassion for people when others didn't.
我们需要有怜悯的心，因为在别人都不注意的时候，耶稣是非常怜悯那些人的。Matthew
14:14 says, "When he went ashore, he saw the great crowd, and he had compassion on them, and healed their sick."
看来耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。You
may not know this, but Jesus had his own needs.
也许您不知道，但是耶稣在
And the reason that he went out to such a desolate place to begin with was because of this need. His cousin John the Baptist had recently been executed by Herod. So in verse 13, this is why it says, "Now when Jesus heard this," that's about his cousin being executed, "he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns."
为什么13节就开始说耶稣听见了，就上船从那里独自 退到野地里去。众人听见，就从各城里步行跟随他。
Jesus actually wanted to be alone to mourn the death of his family member.
所以耶稣在此刻，其实他需要独自能够独处，来这个追念，痛伤他失去亲人。
But the crowds had such great needs, and so they followed him to this far off place.
但这个群众有极大的需要，所以他们就一直跟着他。
Jesus was himself in need, but because of his love for others, he found himself fulfilling their needs instead of his.
所以你看，耶稣自己本身也有很大的需求，但是他看到别人的需要的时候，他就把自己的需要
摆下去照顾他们。 And he knew that the people were sick and they were poor and they were in spiritual bondage.
他知道这些人都是又穷又病，然后甚至属灵上有所捆绑的这些人。
When they came to him, he had compassion for them regardless of whatever his own needs were.
所以当他们来了追随他的跟着他的时候，他就把自己的需要摆在一边，先去照顾他们。
So what happens next? Next, as evening approaches, the disciples start to worry about the crowds being out there in such a desolate place.
所以当这个夜幕降临的时候，这些门徒们就开始担心了啊！天黑了，这些人怎么办呢？
And so they ask Jesus to send the crowds away so they can go eat, and probably because the disciples were hungry and tired too.
所以门徒就跟耶稣说：“你看这么多人，我们没吃的，还是叫他们散了吧，散了吧，都是自己去找食物吧。”有很可能是因为他们自己这时候也累了，也饿了。
So the disciples did see the need. They saw that people were hungry, but they didn't know how to meet it.
所以这个使徒们，信徒们，他们也看到，门徒们也看到他们这些人需要，但是看到是看到，但他们不知道怎么应付这些需要。
They had compassion, but they lacked imagination.
他们是有这个怜悯的心，但是他们没有一个想象力。
They didn't have the creativity or the faith to address the problem like Jesus would.
他们缺乏这种创造力，也缺乏这个信心，来迎头这个来解决这个问题。
What they didn't know is that when faith and compassion meet, that's where great things happen. That's where miracles happen.
他们不知道，就是说，当你信心跟这个怜悯的心结合在一起的时候，奇迹就要发生的。
So Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat." In other words, you have what they need.
耶稣就说：“你们给他们吃的吧，你们有啊，你们有资源了，你们给他们吃吧。”
Somehow I don't think that's the response that the disciples were looking for. They were probably thinking Jesus would say, "Great idea, send them to the village so they can get something to eat, and then we'll rest too."
我想这个门徒心里想的大概不是说想的这样一个回答、啊、他们想的很快就说哦，对对对，你谢谢提醒啊，现在天黑了，大家各自分散去找食物吃吧，我们也可以休息休息，吃点东西。
But that's not what he said. He said, "You do it. You feed them."
耶稣回来就说哦，可以啊，那你们去想办法喂饱他们吧。
So here's a question for you: Have you ever seen someone in need and then?Prayed that God would send someone to meet that need.
我要问各位一个问题：你有没有看到一个有需要的人，然后你就祷告神说：“神啊，求你派遣一个人来帮助这个人，有没有？”
Perhaps you see a homeless person and pray, "God, please bring someone to feed him."
所以你看到一个流浪汉，你会祷告说：“神啊，派一个人来给他食物吃。”
Or maybe you see a need in your church and you say, "God, please bring the right person to meet that need."
你看教会有一个需要，你就会祷告说：“神啊，请你派遣合适的人来做这件事情。”
But often God will say back to us, "You do it."
很多时候神就说：“那你去做。”
And the reason we're noticing that need is because we should be the one to fulfill it.
那原因就是因为，既然我们看到这个需要，很可能我们就是做的这个人。
But like the disciples, we often notice the need, we have compassion, but we stop there.
像这个门徒一样，我们看到这个需求，也有这个怜悯的心，但是我们往往就是就此止步了。
But the compassion by itself isn't enough. We actually need faith to go along with it.
所以光是有怜悯的心是不够的，我们还需要有一个信心加在一起。
We need the faith to step out and serve.
有了信心，我们才能够走出这一步，才能够开始侍奉。
In this passage, the disciples described the limits that they saw. They say they were in a desolate place. The day was over. The people were hungry.
在我们这门徒看到就是他们没有的东西，好比说，哎呀，这个天黑了，然后这个荒郊野外的，什么事情什么都没有，什么资源都没有。
They were looking at the lack, the limitations, but our limitations are nothing to God.
所以他们看到是缺乏的、缺失的、被限制的东西。
So I want you to know this. Your potential in God is greater than your limits.
我想让各位知道，就是说您在神里面那个发挥的力量是远超过你所看到一些所谓的限制、不足。There
is more potential in you and more potential in God than your limitations.
所以您的潜力以及神的大能是远超过你看到的所谓的限制、所谓的不足。God
isn't limited by your limitations, and He's not limited by my limitations.
神并不会因为您的不足或者我的不足。
When we live in a world that is just desperate for healing and for provision, so when you see a need, have compassion for those needs, even if you have your own needs.
所以我们今天活在一个很大家都非常需要安慰、需要供应的一个世界，所以我们当然看到有需要的人，即使你自己也有需要。
But we also have to apply faith to those situations and ask, what does God want me to do with this problem? We bring the problem back to God because He is the miracle worker. This is what Paul writes in Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大能，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。God
is able to do way more than we ask or imagine, but first you have to imagine.
所以神能做的远超过我们所求所想的，但是首要就是说，你必须要能够想，你能够花费你的想象力。Imagine
what God could do with your needs and with the needs of others as you serve with compassion.
想想，当你在以这个充满了热情、充满了连续的心在服侍的时候，神能够在你身上、在别人身上能够做出什么样的一个事情？There's
a well-known passage in Isaiah 6. Where Isaiah has a vision of being in God's temple.
And
God and His angels are filling the temple, and God is asking the angels, who should we send to do this work that needs to be done?
然后就看到神在问旁边的天使说，我们能够派遣谁去做这个事情呢？
And Isaiah said, here I am, send me.
以赛亚就说，我在这里，请派遣我。
Evangelist D.L. Moody wrote the following words next to Isaiah 6:8 in his Bible.
所以我们知道伟大的穆迪，他就在他的圣经上，在这段经文下面写了一段注解。
I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I ought to do. And what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do.
他说，我虽然是小小的一个人，但是我还是有这么一个人在那里。我虽然不能做所有的事情，但是我能够做某些事情。所以，如果是神的恩典、神的允许，我愿意去做，也应当去做神要我做的事情。So
God asks you to have compassion on others in the face of your own needs.
所以神要你在面对自己困难的时候，还能够有怜悯的心，看到别人的需求。But
He doesn't ask you to ignore your own needs. Instead, He asks you to place your needs in the hands of Jesus.
但是他也没有说完全的不顾你自己的需要，而是他叫你说把你自己需求交托在给他，交托给耶稣。When
you place your needs in the hands of Jesus, He can transform those needs into abundance.
所以当你把你自己需要交托给耶稣的时候，他会把那些需求不足的变成丰盛。
So continuing with the story, Jesus asked the disciples what's in their hands.
所以耶稣就问这门说你们手里有什么东西呢？
And in Matthew 14, 17 through 18, he says, they say, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me.
所以门徒就说我们这里只有5个饼2个鱼。耶稣就说拿过来给我。
Again, the disciples are looking at what's missing. They say, we only have.
所以再一次的门徒看到就说不足的，因为他这里说我们只有5个饼2条鱼。
But Jesus sees an opportunity here because any resources in his hands can multiply.
耶稣看到是一个机会，因为任何东西在他手里就会变得更多。
He can turn scarcity into abundance.
他可以把不足变成丰盛。
So the disciples place what little they have in his hands, and what does he do with the resources that he's given?
所以门徒就把他们所有的仅有的一点小小的资源交托给神。那我们看耶稣能够成就什么事情呢？
So he does 3 things.
他做了三样事情。
The first thing he does is he prayed.
第一样事情他是祷告。
The scripture says he looked up to heaven and he gave a blessing.
我们这个圣经讲说他向天举目然后祷告。
And this blessing was most likely the Hamotzi. This is a standard prayer that the Jewish people would say before they ate.
这是一个犹太人常常在擘饼吃饭之前所做的一个有点像谢餐的祷告。
And it goes, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Repeat after
him. And then the English translation.
我只听 the only word I catch is Adonai.
Yeah, yeah.
Adonai 就是上帝的意思。也就是说，就感谢。You're gonna say that in English,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
say the
okay,
English
right.
translation is.
Forget the Hebrew version.
Praise are you, the eternal one, our God, ruler of the cosmos, who brings forth bread from the earth. Amen.
就是感谢神，宇宙万物的主宰。是您赐这个粮食，这个饼给我们。Amen.
I don't know about you, but if I was in this situation, my prayer would have been, God, there's a lot of hungry people here and not enough to feed them. Please give us some more bread.
我不晓得您是会怎么样，但是我的话，我就会这样祷告说，神啊，你看这么多人没吃没喝的，赶快送多一点的面包吧。
But Jesus isn't asking for more food. This isn't a prayer for more.
所以耶稣这个祷告并不是说求神赐给更多的食物。
Instead, Jesus is thanking the Father for what he already has in his hands.
而这个祷告是一个感谢的祷告，就是感谢神赐给他已经有，在他手里已经有的东西。
So he's shifting the need from what he needs to what he already has, and he thanks God for that.
所以他的专注力，他的感谢是感谢神已经给他的东西，而不是在看到说我有什么东西不足的。
So before...You ask God for anything. Look at what's in your hands and thank God for what you have.
Yeah, so you 在跟神请求要什么东西以前，你先看看你手里有什么，然后献上你对已有的东西献上感谢。
God always gives us a starting point, so we need to recognize that starting point and then thank God for that.
所以神往往是有给我们开个门，有一个开始的地方，所以我们应该为我们这些。开始的有已经有了这个开始的资源，我们要感谢。
So after Jesus prayed, the next thing he did is he broke the loaves.
然后在他祷告以后，他接下来做的就是擘饼。
He acted. He did the next thing and expected God to meet him there.
所以他开始有所行动，这个行动就是擘饼，然后他对神是有所期望的。
After you pray, you start moving and you expect God to be with you.
当你祷告了以后，你开始要行动啊，然后你行动了，就表示你期待神会发生一些事情。
Here's another interesting thing that happens right here. The bread has to be broken for the miracle to happen.
另外一个有趣的观察点就是说，这个饼必须要被擘开了以后，奇迹才会发生。
And the same is true in our lives. The miracles in our lives often happen right in the midst of our brokenness and our neediness.
样的奇迹发生的时刻，往往就在我们已经破碎的自我破碎了以后，那个时候奇迹就发生了。
And if you're avoiding these broken places or these needy places out of fear of not having enough, you might also be avoiding the miracles that are found there.
所以当你因为怕这个不够而有所恐惧，而避免这个所谓的破碎的关键时刻的时候，很可能你所避免的是奇迹发生的这个时机。
So after he broke the bread, then he gave the bread to the disciples to hand out.
所以当他把这个饼擘开了以后，就把这个饼交给门徒们去发下去给会众。
What's interesting is that this is where the miracle starts to take place.
很有趣的就是奇迹就发生在门徒接到这个饼的时候。
The miracle didn't happen in Jesus' hands. It happened as the disciples began to hand it out. It multiplied.
所以这个奇迹并没有发生在耶稣的手上，而是当耶稣把这个饼交给门徒，他们开始向会众发散的时候，哎，奇迹发生了。
So this miracle, it took compassion, it took thanksgiving, and then it took acting in faith that God would provide.
所以我们看到奇迹的发生是必须第一要有怜悯的心。第二要有感谢的心，第三是要有信心，这个奇迹才会要有行动的信心，奇迹才会发生。
And as the disciples passed out the bread, I can't help but wonder what were they thinking.
我就是常常想说，哦，这些门徒他们在这个发这个食物的时候，我不想他们心里在想什么哈。
In Mark's version of the story, he points out how busy and hungry the disciples were at that moment.
在这个路加福音的时候，路加特别提到说，门徒们都很累，又累又饿了。
So they were exhausted after a long day of serving the crowds, and they were hungry too.
一天下来，他们也又累又饿，一样的。
And I'm sure as they passed out the foods, their tummies were also grumbling.
我相信，当他们把食物分散下去的时候，他们的肚子说不定也在咕噜咕噜叫。
I think if I was a disciple in that moment, I might have been tempted to.Meet my own needs first.
我想我如果是门徒，在当下很可能会想到，我先解决自己问题吧。
I might have thought, well, let me just eat real quick, and then I'll get you guys your food, or, you know, maybe just take a couple extra pieces and stick them in my pocket as I'm handing it out to everyone else, just in case there wasn't enough.
我大概想说，我赶快的吃几口吧，然后呢，或者是来不及吃，我就把那个食物留一点食物放在我的口袋，然后。
I think a thought on the disciples' minds could have very well been, will there be enough for me too?
所以这个门徒心里很可能会想到说，那这些人吃饱了以后还有没有剩的，还有没有够我们吃的？那我们呢？
I know I've wondered this, and I'm betting you've wondered it too. You might say, what about my needs? Will there be enough for me left over when I'm done serving?
所以我有这样的想法，我相信各位大概也大概会有这类想法，就是在我服侍完众人以后，那我自己呢？我还有东西吃吗？还有多余的食物给我吃吗
？And I don't want you to forget the boy that gave up his family's loaves and fish either.
这里也不要忘记那个小男生，把他的唯一的粮食五饼二鱼那个小男生。
It would have been very easy for him to think.Oh, it's sad these people didn't bring any food. They should have planned ahead. At least I've got some.
Yeah, 如果他能，他也很容易能够这样想说，哎呦，这些人好可怜，没东西吃。哎，但是你看，我都有准备了，那他们也应该有准备嘛。可怜是可怜，但是他们没有事先没准备好啊。
So despite his own hunger, he gives what little he has, knowing it's not enough to see what Jesus can do with it.
所以他就是把他自己的所有的小小的一个。便当好了 ，OK， 五个饼，很小的饼，很小的鱼，奉献出来。我想他是想看说，哎，耶稣能够做什么呢
？He trusts God to take what he has, and he gives it to serve others, trusting that God will also meet his own needs for food in that moment.
看到这个小男生这里所行所做的，就表示他相信，第一，相信神会用他给的这点小小的资源。够行奇迹异事，同时他自己的需要，神也会照顾得到。
And that leads us to one more lesson that we can learn from this story.
所以从这个故事，我们学到最后一个功课。
So first, we have compassion for those we serve.
第一个，我们对人要有怜悯的心。
And then we place our needs in the hands of Jesus.
然后把我们需要交给神。
And then lastly, what we learn is that while you meet the needs of others, Jesus meets your needs.
所以当你在照顾别人需要的时候，耶稣基督也会照顾你的所需。
Matthew 14:20, it says, And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over.
他们都吃了，而且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
There were 12 disciples, and there were 12 basketfuls of pieces left over.
所以十二个门徒，十二个装满了剩下食物的篮子。
So they served the entire crowd, and then they were served too.
所以他们不但能够照顾到群众的需要，同时他们自己的需求也被照顾得到。
So God provided for the crowd, but he also provided for those serving the crowd.
所以神不但照应那些群众，同时也照应那些侍奉这些群众的人。
So here's the key takeaway from this passage. It's that God doesn't meet your needs apart from others. He meets your needs while you're serving him.
所以这个很重要一个就是说，神在供应你的时候，不是是先照顾好别的人的需求，而是在当下一起照顾，照顾了别人，也照顾了你。
This is what happened for the disciples.
这就是门徒所经历到的事情。
This was what happened for Job too. You remember he had all these horrible things that happened to his life. And then at the end in Job 42:10, it says, And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends.
所以我们看到同样事情发生在约伯的身上，就是约伯当他为他的朋友祷告的时候，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回，并且耶和华赐给他的比他从前的更加倍，而且也赐福给他的朋友。
And this happens to people all throughout the Bible. You can look at Elijah and Ruth and Esther and plenty more people.
所以圣经里面有许多类似的例子，好比说以利亚、路德、以斯帖等等。
We have a responsibility to serve those in need, but we also have our own needs, and God knows this.
所以我们知道我们是需要照顾别人的需要，但是我们也有自己的需要。神是知道的，神是看得到的。
So while we serve, he often uses our needs and the other needs to bring about miraculous provision.
所以当我们侍奉的时候，神会从我们的需要跟别人需要一起，然后来制造一个很大的奇迹。
Do you remember in Genesis how at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had all of their needs met?
所以您记得在创世纪里，在这个伊甸园里面，亚当跟夏娃他们所有的需求都得到供应，在这个园子里都得到供应。
That was God's intended design.
神他当初就是这样设计的。
And after Jesus rose from the dead, he inaugurated a new kingdom with a new people.
这当耶稣从死里复活以后，他要建立一个新的王国，里面有他新的子民，那这个子民就是我们，就是教会。
And that is all of us. That's the church.
教会就是我们。
And he desires us to live like we are in a new Eden, like we have no lack and no scarcity, only abundance through him.
所以他的本意就是要我们像有当初亚当夏娃住在伊甸园里面，所有的需要都被供应。
And this is why Paul can confidently say in Philippians 4:19, And my God will supply your every need according to the glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
为什么保罗在腓立比书里能够这样的讲说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Believe it or not, God's provision is perfect.
你要相信神的供应是一切都充足。
I don't mean to say that he will give you everything you want or desire, but he will give you everything you need.
这里并不是说你万事都让你心想都事成了，不是这样子 ，OK?
And if you don't have it right now, it means you actually don't need it yet.
是说你所需要的他会供应。如果你现在没有， 就表示您现在并不需要这个东西，这样东西。
There's a missionary named Hudson Taylor. He once wrote, God's work done God's way will never lack God's supply. Hudson Taylor, yes.
很有名的戴德森哈，这位传道人，他说，神所需要的，永远是不会缺乏的。
I want to end with a quick little story.
再有另外一个小故事跟大家说一说。
There's a man that's name is John Brentz, and he was a friend of Martin Luther.
知道这宗教改革家马丁路德有一个很好的朋友叫做约翰伯里斯吧。
And he was one of the hard-working servants of the Protestant Reformation.
所以他在这个宗教改革的这里面，他出了大的力气。
And because of the work he was doing, he became a target of Charles V, who ruled most of Europe during the Reformation.
因为他对宗教改革的推动，大力的推动，所以他成为查理五世的眼中钉。那当时查理五世几乎等于统治了整个的欧洲。
And Charles V made many attempts to kill John Brentz.
所以这个查理五世数次的想要把这个约翰除之而快，把他杀掉。
So one day, hearing that a group of Spanish cavalry was on the way to arrest him, John cast himself upon God in prayer.
所以当有一天他听到说，哦，西班牙的这个骑军，要来抓他的，他就俯伏在神的面前祷告。
And God told him, take a loaf of bread and go into the upper town, and where you find a door open.Enter and hide yourself under the roof, like in the attic.
神就跟他讲说，哦，你去拿了一条面包，然后到了城里，看到如果有一家是这个门是大开的，你就进去躲在那个楼上。
And he acted at once. He went to the town, he found the only open door, and went up and hid himself in the attic of that house.
所以他就照着神的命令去行了，然后到了城里。果然看到家家都闭户了，然后只有一家的门是打开的，所以他就进去，然后躲在那个阁楼上。
And for 14 days, he laid there while the Spanish cavalry was looking for him.
所以他有两个礼拜之久，他就躲在那个小小阁楼，让外面那个西班牙的这个骑军队在那边满城的搜捕。
And you know, one loaf of bread wouldn't last 14 days, right?
那我们都知道，一条面包再大的话，也不可能支持太久吧。
But each day, every day, a hen came up to the attic, laid one egg without clucking, and then left.
但是奇妙的时候，每天都有一个小母鸡跑到那个阁楼上，下了一个蛋，然后也不叫，也看到陌生人也不叫，下了蛋以后就走了。然后它每天就一个
鸡
下的蛋。
And then on day 15, it didn't come.
然后到第十五天的时候，哎，小母鸡没来，很奇怪，就没来了。
But that same day, John heard people on the street below saying, "Oh, the cavalry, they're gone at last," and he came out.
所以说，但是他在第十五天的时候，听到底下街上就有人在喊说，终于走了，这个军队走了，军队走了，安了，安了。
So God took the little that John had, just a loaf of bread and his faith, and sustained him for two whole weeks.
所以神就用这个约翰所有的一条面包，加上他的信心，让他能够维持十四天之久。
So we're going to pray now, and I'm just going to ask you some questions as we pray, and I want you to bring them before God.
所以我们现在要祷告了，在我祷告的时候，我想要问一些问题，然后我们可以把这个摆在现在这个对神的祷告之中。
So what needs do you see around you that you can meet?
所以您在周围，你看到有哪些需要是您能够供应的
？What are your own needs？
你自己的需求。
Are you focusing on what is missing, or are you seeing an opportunity for God to act through what you have？
那您看到是不足的呢，还是看到说神已经给你的，应该感谢的
？Do you trust God enough? Do you have the faith enough to meet the needs of others and allow Him to meet？Your needs at the same time.
所以你对神的信心足够，让你去侍奉别人的同时，也相信神会解决您的需要。
Father, we pray that we can follow the model of the life of Jesus.
啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够跟随耶稣的榜样。
We're often more like the disciples, where we're just worn out and tired and hungry.
很多时候，我们就像门徒一样，是又累又疲倦。
And we might try to send people away so that we can meet our own needs.
很多时候，我们先把别人，就是让他们让他们走掉，先想到我们自己需要。
Instead, I ask that you can help us to be like Jesus and have compassion when we see people in need.
不是，当我们看到有人需要的时候，像耶稣一样就起了怜悯的心。
Give us the faith to act despite the little that we have.
给我们信心，让我们即使在好像一无所有或者有的东西很少的时候，也能够有这个信心，能够有所行动。
Help us see situations with your eyes and see the opportunities instead of scarcity.
让我们能够由你的视角里面来看事情，让我们看到的不是说事情的不够，事情的可怕，而是看到一个机会在那里。
And we ask that you continue to work miracles in our lives as we serve others.
说当我们在服侍别人的时候，请你继续的在我们生命中创造一些奇迹。
That you would continue to meet our needs.
然后您会继续不断地供应我们的所需。
Our financial needs, our physical needs, our spiritual needs.
不管是属灵上的、身体健康上的，或者是财务上的。
Please help us step out in faith to serve others and trust you that you will meet those needs too.
也让我们能够有信心，能够走出去。去帮助别人，看到别人的需求。
In Jesus' name, we ask all of this. Amen.
用主耶稣基督的名这样的祷告，阿门。
Amen. Thank you. Let's arise and recite the Lord's Prayer. 我们在天上的父，愿。